If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Radio. We have an important congressman on the line. Everybody settle.
Sorry.
All right. Resettle. Okay. This is very exciting. We have Representative Ted Lieu, who is our new hero.
Mm-hmm.
I'm reading his tweets more and more because he's a fighter. Yeah. That's what we like. Mm-hmm. We like our fighters out here in the California resistance. Mm-hmm. Representative Ted Lieu of the great state of California joins us now. Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning, Stephanie.
And viva la resistance, sir.
Mm. Yes, absolutely.
So, obviously, we've spoken a couple of times, but it's hard to say. I don't even know how long it's been since we've spoken and how many new developments there have been in the Trump-Russia story, correct?
Correct. It's only been a few weeks, but it feels like a few years.
Right, right. At this point, there's a lot more than smoke. So the latest thing this morning is, according to sources, an FBI investigation continues into an odd computer link between a Russian bank and the Trump Organization. What do you know anything about that?
Yes, I'm one of four computer science majors in Congress. Actually, I should say I'm a recovering computer science major. But it is deeply troubling that there are these unexplained links between a Russian bank and the Trump Organization. There's a massive amount of unexplained internet activity. And keep in mind, Donald Trump has repeatedly said he has no business dealings with Russia, nothing to do with Russia.
Right.
You want to know why are there all these links between this bank and the Trump Organization? It's highly suspicious.
So you're a computer expert. I need one of the millennials in here to even operate my iPhone. So let me ask you a question. This server, the Russian banked Russia-based Alpha Bank, repeatedly looked up compact information for the computer server being used by the Trump Organization far more than other companies did, represented 80% of all lookups into the Trump server. That seems unusual.
It is very odd. Why would Alpha Bank, a Russian bank, continuously look up a server in the Trump Organization? I mean, of all the servers they could go pick out and try to look up, why do they keep contacting this one in the Trump Organization? And there's been no good explanation so far for that.
Right. From May until September, a couple of dates in there, the Russian bank looked up the address to its Trump corporate server 2,820 times. That seems like a lot of coincidences.
That is a lot of coincidences, which is why yesterday the White House came out and said that, Donald Trump is not the target of any investigation. And then you had this amazing article by New York Times yesterday evening where the Justice Department, one of the officials basically said, you didn't check with us.
Oh.
So now we're in scary times.
Well, I'll say, plus this, what you just referred to, Congressman, this Sean Spicer press conference, which as usual was, he initially said he was not the target of any investigation. So some aide frantically came out and handed him a piece of paper. Because he said he wasn't sure if the president was a target, then he comes out and hands him something saying, oh, no, the president's not a target of anything. They don't know what to do about this ridiculous assertion that Trump made by tweet this past weekend, do they?
They don't know what to do, and the implications of that are very far-reaching. So when Trump says that Trump Tower was tapped, what that would mean is that U.S. intelligence officials believe agents of a foreign power were at Trump Towers, and that an independent FISA court judge sat there, reviewed the evidence, and concluded there was probable cause that agents of a foreign power were at Trump Tower. So either that's true, or our president was just making stuff up.
Right.
Either way, he is in trouble.
Well, Congressman, you also have talked about the fact you believe he's jeopardizing national security by using an unsecured Android smartphone.
Yes. So based on different media reports, it appears he's using an old version of an Android phone. And imagine if a foreign government or criminal syndicate was able to hack into that phone, the chaos they could do. They could, for example, falsify a tweet that could, maybe send the stock market tumbling or really agitate North Korea. They could do lots of damage before people figure out that it was somebody else that was doing the tweeting. The other issue that happens is you can take control of a phone and make it into a recording device and a surveillance device. and they can listen in on conversations.
Yeah.
And with this recent disclosure by WikiLeaks of the hacking tools that CIA has,
right,
we know it's very easy to get your phone hacked.
Well, Congressman, I was just going to bring that up. I mean, that seems like the larger issue. And I know you, I'm sure, don't know every detail either, but this seems, of all of the breathtakingly, I don't even know what to say, impeachable offenses, in my opinion, it appears that WikiLeaks is working with Russia and the Trump, somebody, whether it's Trump himself or not, against our own CIA. Am I misunderstanding what's happening here? That it seems like this is Russia attacking the CIA on Donald Trump's behalf. I mean,
absolutely right. The Russian cyber attack influence campaign to undermine our democracy did not stop last year. They're continuing to do it. I was at a House Foreign Affairs Committee hearing yesterday on Russia, and the witnesses did say flat out under oath that WikiLeaks and Russia work together, and that the Russians use WikiLeaks.
Congressman, that seems to me to be the most breathtaking new development, in a way, what you just said. That this is not just about, oh, what happened in the election, let's figure that out. It is ongoing, and it is a clear and present threat to national security, isn't it?
Absolutely, it is. It is ongoing. The Russians continue to try to cause chaos in the United States, and it is a huge deal. That's why you're getting some Republicans now to say, hey, look, this is a big deal. We need to have an investigation. That's why I've been calling for both a 9/11-style bipartisan commission to investigate, as well as a special prosecutor.
Yeah. I mean, at this point, it seems absolutely critical. And I don't know, I mean, what is the sense you get on the other side? Where are there Republican patriots at this point ready to stand up?
So you're seeing some folks, more so in the Senate, such as Senators Graham and McCain. And then in the House of Representatives, there were some pretty good statements yesterday in the House Foreign Affairs Committee by Republican members of Congress. And I think it's important to just make this whole Russian thing simple, because it is very complicated with all the different stories out there.
Right.
All people need to know are essentially three things. We know that Russia did this massive cyber attack last year. We now know there has been numerous covert meetings between Trump campaign officials and the Russians that they had not disclosed until the press showed up and disclosed it. Maybe they were talking about the weather.
Yeah.
Maybe they were talking about something else.
Yes.
And then third, there is now a possible motive, which is that Trump could have all these massive business dealings in Russia with the Alpha Bank story, as well as the fact that Trump will not release his tax return.
Yeah.
So you put those three things together, and not only do you have smoke, you have heat now.
Yep. Congressman, stay focused. Thank you so much for your fight in the resistance. It is just, we're so proud of you out here. We really are. I mention you all the time. And I just think our California representatives have been particularly fierce in the resistance. And so on behalf of all of us, thank you.
Oh, thank you, Stephanie.
All right. We will talk to you again real soon.
Thanks.
Thanks, Congressman. There he goes. Congressman Ted Lieu. Come on.
Fantastic.
Come on.
But, oh my God.